The Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds are buzzing with activity Thursday just before the official opening at noon, with vendors and staff gearing up for a weekend of events. Pete Redshaw plays the guitar for a sound check at the park stage. Nearby, professional strongwoman from Oregon, Tara Supernova Zara, is warming up, doing the splits. It's her second year performing in Haines, and after her flight was canceled, is happy she made it by sea.
Really grateful the moment that I made it on the ferry, and then I knew, okay, I think this is actually going to happen. This dream might become real.
Zara's performances consist of breaking things, she says, bending steel and cracking concrete blocks over her body. She says her acts are about inspiration, empowerment, and connection to the human body.
To see what we're capable of, what people can do. We have this one precious thing, and it's so, it can be so vulnerable, but it can also be infinitely powerful.
This year, there will be 4 days of music and performances on 2 stages, food and open-air vendors throughout the fairgrounds. There's also arts and crafts, carnival games, and a classic Ferris wheel and refurbished merry-go-round. Inside the barn, locals showcase just a few animals, ducks, bunnies, one horse, and a pig named Odin. 2 more shiny black and white goats arrive for the weekend, led by siblings Bear, age 13, and Ella Scott, who is 8 years old. They raised the goats, Peyton and Polymer, since they were young.
Polymer is just like my brother, but I say sometimes he's my baby.
The family is back in town for the first time in almost 8 months, after evacuating the deadly December storms. Their mom, Candace Mustard Scott, says they're excited to be back in Haines, and the kids are looking forward to seeing their friends again at the fair.
I'm so grateful it's here. Not only does the community need it, but we, you know, everyone needs to be able to get out and enjoy themselves.
Fair staff and volunteers wear masks, as do many older fairgoers. The fair is supplying masks, hand-washing stations, and recommending people maintain social distance to reduce COVID risks. And there's plenty of room to spread out, with seating options around the fairgrounds. Haines resident Rachel Dean is setting up a portrait photography booth and says she's optimistic things will go smoothly.
I'm not super worried. I'm vaccinated, so hopefully it's fine. I have my mask.
Over in the food court, Gary Jacobson is grilling up corn on the barbecue with the Uglies of Haines.
Oh, got corn.
The Uglies are a social organization, and their cooking is a fixture of the fair, where they also fundraise for things like scholarships.
It's almost a community service. You got to be here for the fair. Got to have the corn.
The Southeast Alaska State Fair runs from Friday through Sunday. For the full schedule, visit seakfair.org. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.